I'm joined by Georgie and Sally from Red Bean Media here at the RNIBC Differently Awards 2024, supported by the People's Postcode Lottery. You're up for award, aren't you?
We are. It's incredibly exciting. We're really honoured to be up for an award. And really, this is such a beautiful venue. Everyone is dressed to the nines. We're incredibly excited to be out. We've been working from home for a very long time now, so it's very exciting to be here. And in such illustrious company for the awards, it's just so exciting.
And if I wanted a good description, I've come to the right people, haven't I?
You're with one of the best in the industry, I have to say. So if you need some descriptions of what's going on, we've got your woman right here.
And it's been a fantastic year for audio description. I mean, not only did Georgie fantastically describe Strictly Come Dancing Live and the final and everything else, but, you know, with the sort of increase with Ofcom and everything else, I think AD and live AD of TV and stuff is really actually sort of kicking off, I suppose.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. It's definitely an area where we can see a lot of growth. More and more people are going to be asking whether we can do it, how do we do it, and we've got an incredible team that are ready to provide the service wherever it's needed. We're very, very excited about it, isn't it? We see tons of opportunities in that area. It's fantastic.
And it's lovely for us to be able to invite our audience to experience those live moments at the same time as a sighted audience, so that we can all be part of the enjoyment of these massive events that are happening.
And what are you both looking forward to tonight during the awards? And obviously you're nominated for one, but apart from that?
I think we're just quite excited to see each other, because we're all so used to talking to each other on Teams and Zoom that actually being with people within our industry is, it's a really special chance to meet up and hear some incredible stories ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to meet people who also do incredible work for blind and partially sighted people is a lovely thing. It's really, really special to be here tonight.
Well, have a wonderful evening and do celebrate, and we'll hopefully keep our fingers crossed that you might win an award. But thank you indeed, Georgie and Sally from Red Bean Media, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
Thank you so much, Toby.
Dr. Nick Bond, nominated for Design for Everyone Awards today. How are you feeling? Are you nervous, excited?
I'm pretty nervous, but it's such a pleasure to be here, surrounded by so many people who are doing so many wonderful things.
And who is here with you today? Can you introduce your lovely companions?
With me today, I've got my wife, Samantha, and my guide dog, Austin.
And I have to say, Austin is giving you the biggest love eyes.
Yeah, he wants a biscuit.
So Austin's a lovely black Labrador with deep, dark eyes. I think that sounds right?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Why do you think attending awards like this is important?
I think it raises awareness of the kinds of work that a lot of people around the country are doing to open up access to people who are blind or vision impaired. It's just such a great way of highlighting all that wonderful work that's being done.
Fantastic. Well, wishing you good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
So we're at the awards now, speaking with Chun Tan, who is a finalist and Campaigner of the Year. How do you feel being here tonight?
Yeah, really excited. It's just good to be in a room full of people, like-minded people, all doing great things for the eye care and eye health industry and everything. So yeah, it's really good.
What do you think would be your reaction if you won tonight?
I think quite unexpected, because I'm not sure if I will. You know, I nobody expects to win. I think it's, but you know, I'm just here to help represent people and be there for that mainly. So,
well, I'm wishing you good luck tonight.
Thank you,
and thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you,
Claire. How does it feel being back at the awards tonight? Because you're kind of one of our winners from the last event.
I was. It's really exciting, actually, and I get to present this time, although I've already forgotten my speech.
Are you nervous you're going to trip?
I'm not too bothered about that, because I'll style that out, but when you can't remember what you've got to say, I don't think you can easily style that out.
I mean, you can what's the word for it? You can make it up on the spot.
Ad lib, or just start talking about food.
Just like on the happy
hour.
That's
everyone's dinner.
Well, what words would you give to anyone who's a finalist tonight, as someone who has been a finalist in the past?
I would say, well, congratulations for becoming a finalist, and good luck.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Claire, and see you on the happy hour.
Bye.
Yes, hello, my name is Christopher Patineau, and my title is Head of Accessibility and Disability Inclusion for EMEA, which is the Europe, Middle East, and Africa at Google.
Is this your first time at the See Differently Awards?
It is, and I'm really excited to be here.
What are you in particular looking forward to getting out of this event?
I'd like to get a better understanding of who is important and why. I want to have a chance to meet a bunch of people and see what opportunities there exist in terms of technology and how maybe the work that we do at Google can be helpful.
Are there any particular awards that stand out for you that you are looking forward to seeing the winners of?
Actually, no. I'm coming in here with an open mind and an open brain.
John Herriman, a trustee with the Care Trust of the People's Postcode Lottery.
Hi, I'm Morag Fodor. I'm long-term partnerships officer at the People's Postcode Lottery.
How do you feel about being here tonight at RNABC Differently Awards 2024 and being a headline supporter? It's amazing.
Oh, it's really, really exciting. It's been amazing to see everybody in such a beautiful venue, and I'm really, really looking forward to the evening.
Yeah, likewise. It's just incredible to see everybody, sort of meet everybody, and just to get closer to the amazing work that the charity does. So it's just a real pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for coming over, and thank you so much for all the support and your partnership with RNAB.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Hello, my name's Henry, and I work at Tesco.
I'm Richard, and I work at Tesco.
How does it feel being at the RNABC Differently Awards today?
Really honoured, actually. So we were just talking about it, and it's something that we strive to be that employer of choice, and it's great to see and be recognised for that.
And are you nervous if you win? How do you think you'll react if you win?
If we win? Richard, any thoughts?
No. I mean, it'll be really good if we win, and it'll be an honour to be able to go back and actually say that, look, we've done this year, we've achieved something that's actually made a difference.
Yeah. Well, I wish the whole company good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us now is Gareth Davies from RNAB. How do you feel about being at the event tonight? Why do you think it's important?
It's really important just to sort of celebrate the amazing and very broad work that RNAB do. And there's such diverse sectors that we reach. And it's just a great way of saying thank you as well and recognising the people who really support blind and partially sighted people across the UK.
And how would you describe the event if you had to use three words?
Vibrant. Vibey. And happy.
Oh, lovely. Vibrant, vibey, and happy. Thank you so much for speaking to us tonight, Gareth.
Pleasure. Thank you.